Welcome back in. If you are thinking of calling Rick Tittle, don't, because he's not here. Daniel Ogden in for Rick Tittle. Rick will be back on Monday. But joining us now, we have comedian Mike E. Winfield. And I'm just going to make it clear. It's Mike, then the letter E, then Winfield. He's at the world famous Punchline this weekend. He's got a couple shows tonight, couple shows tomorrow. Mike, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great. And yes, if anyone's looking me up, it is Mikey Winfield. But this weekend is Michael, because I'm discussing all serious subjects. We talking about everything that people need to know, from guns to relationships to why people eat goldfish. You know, the cheesy one.
So like the actual. You're not talking about actual goldfish. You're talking about the crackers.
Yeah, the ones that come in the. No, I'm not talking about crackers.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. All right. And also, real quick. The punchline. The shows on Friday are not the same times as the shows on Saturday. Correct.
Hey, thank you for sharing that information. Yes, you are correct. They are 7 and 9 on Saturday, and tonight, Friday, is 7:30 and 9:30. And last night we sold out, so let's keep that going.
Heck yeah, nothing better than being in front of a crowd, and I'm sure you feed off that energy, right?
Oh, I definitely feed off of it. It's love here. I mean, I got a lot to share about San Francisco, man. I just love coming here, and it always reminds me that I'm poor. I wasn't sure. And it just reminds, like, when I imagine living here, I just start filling out a cardboard sign, because that's exactly how it would look if I was living here.
Well,
how do people do it?
I mean, I live outside of San Francisco, and I've never lived in the city, because I feel like most of the people that work in the city don't live in the city, and then most of the people that live in the city work in, like, you know, San Jose or whatever tech, you know, campus, et cetera. You have lived in California, though, haven't you?
Yeah, I lived in California. Like, I can do that part.
Okay.
But even now, I'm in Los Angeles, and it's still, San Francisco's a little elevated in cost. I can feel it. I know it when I walk in a coffee shop, and I look at the, you know, the listing, and I'm like, maybe I don't need coffee right now.
Maybe, you know? I don't need an 825 mocha, right?
I'm like, wow.
Oh, man, I feel
I'm
you.
I'm going to go back to my hotel room and brew my coffee in the bathroom.
Now, how long you been in L.A. for?
No, I've been in L.A. like a few years.
Okay.
You know, yeah, so, you know, it's different. It's different, and I like it. I like the differences.
Okay.
I embrace it all.
L.A., I always just have to ask anybody from L.A., and I feel like this is going to be different answers, but favorite place to get a burrito and favorite place to get a taco?
Ha-ha! All right, well, look at this. I'm going to lose a lot of people right now, right? Hey, man, it's like I go to these spots that got the vegan burritos. That's what everybody needs to get on. Get on the vegan burrito. And that didn't answer your question. So the best place, I'm into a crunchy shell. Damn it. And you're right. It's like, it's so crazy, right, when it comes to L.A. too, man, because, like, you get all the best food of every culture made by Mexicans, because that's who's making everything in Los Angeles.
Well, I mean, it's the same here, but it's just funny because I feel like it's also in San Francisco, it's the same thing. It's like, the burrito and the taco places are different. Like, you would think, okay, I can find a Mexican food place, or I can find a, you know, a dumpling place, or this place, whatever. And it's like, you would think that you, if the place was good, it'd be just good overall. But it's like, out here, we always joke okay, if I want a burrito, I'm going to go to this place. If I want a taco, I'm going to go to this place. If I want nachos, I'm going to go to this place. And none of them do everything great, but they all do that one thing that you're like, oh, I need that.
Here's the thing in L.A., I would say. I saw a high-speed chase with a guy behind a taco truck, and it looks like the taco truck was trying to relocate, and this man wasn't having it.
It was like the actual great, amazing food truck race.
Yeah, it was. I was like, oh, this is serious. I've never seen someone flag down and speed behind a taco truck. And why does the truck even go that fast?
Oh, man. We're talking to Mike E. Winfield. He's at the world-famous Punchline. He's got two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow night. Make sure that you check it out. Punchline's a great venue. It's right down the street from us. So, you know, make sure you check it out. I'm sure it's going to be a good time. And but anyway, getting back to the food conversation. So, are you all in on just vegan in general, or just vegan burritos and tacos?
No, everything. Because like after I did America's Got Talent, and I was like, oh, things might work out. I decided I wanted to live a little longer, So I've been making efforts to stay around the world like a little bit longer. Feel healthier while I do it. So, yeah, because before AGT, I don't know, it looked a little grim, it was decent, it was okay, but it was like, I can't sustain this. If it stays like this, back to Stockton.
The 209, let's go.
Yeah. I love it out there, man. It's fun. I relate.
You well, okay. Before you went vegan, did you ever go to Lockford Meats and Sausage?
Wait a minute. Who's meat and sausage?
Lockford Sausage.
Oh, Lockford Sausage.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I missed out on that.
Okay. Damn. Okay. All right. Yeah. It's like this tiny little sausage place. It's like out in that direction. There's a line every day. Usually we go before 4th of July, cause I'm not vegan. So I'm grilling up the meats, and I just have to, but anyways,
hey, well, look, I'm in San Francisco. People are really lining up for sausage here.
Oh man, that was pretty good. All right, real quick. We only got a few more minutes here, but, and again, we're talking to Mikey Winfield. He's at the Punchline. Check him out tonight. Check him out tomorrow. As far as your career, AGT, The Office, like what? Where did you feel like you really like broke through and you really had confidence in yourself because sometimes especially early on, it's tough and it's tough to kind of mentally break through that barrier.
You know what? Absolutely. And it's not so much about a credit thing as much as it is a peer respect thing. Because okay. I feel like there's a lot of stand-ups, and we all know each other, and we all know the journey and the hardship. The people come later, and then you get something, and then you're like, okay, now more people know. But the comics have already known. Mm. I feel like the artists, many of them, especially for how long I've been doing it.
Yep.
I mean, we know each other. It's just a matter of, it's really resilience. It's like not quitting. If you keep going, you land in something.
Yeah, and I feel like that in terms of the community, I'm pretty well versed in just the community in general. Like Comedy Cellar in New York is fun. Every time I'm there, I make sure to check that whole scene out. But, the store in L.A., but it feels like it's like when one of you guys breaks through, you're all happy for each other, like, genuinely. And
no.
Right?
Really. I mean, it is. I mean, there's always the people. There's always the people, and I get it. But for the most part, yeah, it's normally love because we know about sleeping at truck stops. We know about like bombing in front of thousands of people. You know, like, we've been through so much that you find out and it feels good, even, you know, when it's not you all the time.
Absolutely. Okay, so we got 1 minute left. So in about 40 seconds, I'm going to have to cut you off. But give the audience a preview or a quick little snippet of what they can expect if they come out to check you out at the Punchline.
Oh, pretty much this phone call.
Oh, man.
Hey, but look, this is what I'll say. Like, it's going to feel like a conversation. I'm going to get a bunch of stuff off my chest. And I think it's about me being a little older. I think I'm a little angrier. And I think that's the stand-up. That's what you're coming for, you know, find a common thread of what are we all angry about together. And that's fun to share.
Absolutely, man. Okay, so Mikey Winfield, The Punchline, two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow. Make sure you check them out. Mike, thank you so much for the time. Great conversation. I really enjoyed it.
Hey, man. Appreciate you, too.
All right. Take care. Daniel Ogden in for Rick Tittle. We're coming back on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.